We're in Siman Tov Samach Zayin. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing. In Higilu Yoram Chumetzes Bas Yom. If you did Hagala, you kashered a chametz pot that was a Bas Yom. The difference between a Bas Yom and a not Bas Yom is if you're dealing with a pot that is a Ben Yomo, then unless you have shishim in the water connected it, the halacha is that the water itself absorbs the chametz from it and becomes chametz thick. Generally speaking, if you're dealing with filling up a pot to kasher it, we say that a pot will not be able to contain 60 times the volume of the pot, of the metal of the pot itself. So here we're talking about a bas yoma, which means that the water has a din of chametz. The yardu hamayim labor betoch haPesach. And the water went into a well on Pesach. Now, first of all, it is meduyik in the Mechaber, Mishnah Berurah points this out, that you did Hagala before Pesach. And the reason, the way we know that, by the way, is because it depends on, it says here that it's talking about a Bas Yoma on Pesach, Nosen Tam Lefgam Asher's also, so even if it wouldn't be a Bas Yoma. But Lamaisa, the Mechaber was Sosen. The truth is that the Mechaber Lashitoso holds Nosen Tam Lefgam on Pesach, does not Asher. However, it's meduyik in the Mechaber that the nefila, that it fell into the bor, was on Pesach itself. So you did Hagola on Erev Pesach, and then that Hagola water, which was chametz because it was boleya from a pot that was a bas yoma, it fell into a well. Oser lishtos meimav bePesach, the bishvil shenis arvu. All the water in that well is oser on Pesach because you'll have a taroves of a mashahu. If you have some water that is chametz, it mixes with the other water, even though it's lach balach, you definitely have shishim kenegede. We're talking about a whole well. Nevertheless, chametz on Pesach is b'mashu. It is not batel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings that according to the Gra, this is only if you did the Hagola on Pesach also. But if the Hagola was done before Pesach, even though it fell in on Pesach itself, if Hagola was done beforehand, the Gra holds that this is a case of Tam Shlishi Beheter. It's not Barnat of Heter. The halacha is that let's say you cook something in a pot, you cook parav in a pot that was used for milchik within 24 hours even. So there, mi'ikar ad-din, the halacha is that parav is parav. The Ramah is machmir l'chatchila not to use it with the other kind. So if you have a milchik pot that was used for milchik within 24 hours and you cook parav, the Ramah would tell you that l'chatchila you should not have fleshik with it. But b'diyeved, if you put them together, the halacha is that it is mutter. The Gra claims that now this halacha is so because it is a tam, it is a second or third generation tam, a tam that was absorbed into the pot, now came out of the pot into the food, and we are mechalik between iser and heter. That if iser is absorbed into a pot, it could be 5, 6, 7 generations, a pot into another one, we still say that it asers. But if you're dealing with something that is ostensibly heter, it's just a question of it being able to become usher later, there the halacha is that tam sheni is too weak to become usher later. Since this happened before Pesach, the Gra holds it's considered hetera bala, it's heter, and therefore, midin not bar not, the water is not considered chametz, even though it fell in on Pesach. However, the other achronim are learning that there is no heter, that would not be materit. We would consider it isura bala even before Pesach. And that means that the chametz itself always had a shein isur with regard to Pesach. And therefore, even though you did the Hagala before Pesach, so long as it fell in on Pesach, the halacha is it would aser. Now, if it fell in before Pesach, there, according to everybody, it couldn't aser because chametz before Pesach is not b'mashu. Chametz before Pesach, it would be batel b'shishim. The Mishnah Berurah talks about a case that what happens if you went and used this water to cook something. So the Mishnah Berurah brings those that are makel in the tafshil in the case of hefsed meruba if the hagola was before Pesach. So Lamaisa, after telling us all about the gra, we understand that there's a big makam lahakel. What happens if you find granules of wheat in a well on Pesach? So the Achronim say that you should not really be using that well water, because there's a very good chance that the grain sat there for 24 hours. And even if you're going to hold that Sonin is not Bolea on Pesach, cold water is not Bolea, if it sat there for 24 hours, it is Kavush. Whereas if we have no other water, there's no other drinking water in town, then there's a Srek Sveika. We don't know how long it was sitting there. Plus, we don't really know if this is really Chametz. Bechlal, the Mishnah Berurah says that when you draw water from a well on Pesach, you should make sure that you strain all the water, because there may be pieces of be'en, of chametz in it. You know, the birds may have dropped chametz into it, and therefore you should strain everything. And there's one thing that the poskim talk about, and that is with regard to in Eretz Yisrael, using water on Pesach, water that comes from the Kinneret, all you need is someone to throw a beer can in there. You have be'en of chametz that is now mixing with the rest of the water. It happens on Pesach, and chametz is b'mashu. Why shouldn't that aser all the drinking water in the country? So some say that's even less than a mashu, meaning even though Chazal say there's no Torah's bittel to chametz on Pesach, where the proportions are so ridiculous, it is bottle. Others claim that the Kinneret doesn't really belong to anyone, it's Hefker, so as far as the Kinneret's concerned, it's not Pesach yet, and therefore there is bittel. Lamaisa, over the years, it's been arranged that the Kinneret is shut down over Pesach, meaning that the national water carrier is not taking water from the Kinneret during Pesach, to avoid all shilas of a mashu of chametz.